And joining us on the Harbor One Hotline right now is Jason McCourty. Our conversation with Jason is brought to you by Town Fair Tire and Big Y World Class Market. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you, Doc?
I'm doing great. I was wondering if you guys had gone soft this week. I saw you practiced in the bubble. I went, what's going on down there?
No, that's one of those days where a short week. So you think about it, the typical week on a Tuesday, you're still kind of recovering from a game. If you're off day, you're coming in, maybe getting a lift, but not really doing any physical activity. So when you get those short weeks, like the Thursday games, this week for us, the Saturday game, that Tuesday comes around quick from a Sunday game. So practice tempo and everything is not usually the same. So, but we'll be right back outside yesterday, and we'll be right back out there today.
Are you guys tested as professionals this time of year? And what I mean by that is, you know, the season's winding down. As you said, it's a short week. You guys are banged up physically. You know, you've had some tough games. And then you throw in it's Christmas and you got families and kids and expectations. Is this the time of year where you really kind of have to dial in and say, no, I have a priority right now. I'm a professional football player. I'm a Patriot.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think that's the same problem that all 32 teams go through. You know, there's some teams there's more variables than not. But like you just said, it's that time of the year where you've been playing a ton of football all the way since April. You're banged up. It's also the holiday season. There's different requests and things from your wife, kids, family members. And then sometimes you have to factor in, you know, how the season's going. You know, for us in Buffalo, this is a huge game. Has a big impact on where the remainder of both teams' season heads. For some other teams, as it gets towards the end, it's an obstacle of getting over of just like, man, we're not winning, we're not going to the playoffs, what the offseason is going to bring. So I think for each team, this time of the year always brings some hurdles that you have to get through.
Now, we just saw with Tom Coughlin, who, you know, great coach, executive with the Jacksonville Jaguars, just get fired because maybe he hasn't really been able to evolve in the league as far as with the new style and that kind of thing. You were with Tennessee, now you're with New England, a couple other places. What's it like playing for a guy like Bill Belichick, who's kind of got this kind of old school mentality, but still, you know, from my experience of just kind of seeing him throughout his whole career, being able to evolve with the game and being able to evolve with players?
Yeah, for me, it hasn't, like, from a day-to-day standpoint of just, like, what practices are like, what you're asked of on a day-to-day standpoint, it hasn't been drastically different from any team I've been on. Obviously, each coach, each team is going to have a little bit of different way to do things. But Wednesdays, we usually come out as a padded practice as normal. It's first and second down Thursdays. So, like, those type of things of that nature are very normal. I think when you look at, like, with the Coughlin thing, you start seeing all the reports of one guy getting fined $700,000, another guy $99,000 for sitting on the bench. We don't, like, that type of stuff is, I think, very unique. Mm-hmm. Through a certain situation. So, but yeah, for it hasn't been much adjustment. I think maybe, like you just said, maybe that is a testament to Bill's ability to adjust. For me, I can't really tell because I've only been here for 2 years and it's been pretty normal. There may be guys who've been here for a long time where maybe they've seen adjustment over the years and have seen things change.
We're talking to Jason McCourty of the New England Patriots. The Pro Bowl teams were announced this week. Obviously, the guys who made it from the Patriots were worthy. Everybody is happy for all three of them. Did you think another McCourty brother should have been considered for the Pro Bowl as well?
Yeah, I think there were a few guys. I mean, you think about the way people have talked about our defense and the way we played this season. It was kind of surprising when you look up and it's just like, well, dang, we only had two guys in there, and like you just said, well-deserving. But I think there were other guys, you know, Van Noy, guys like Jamie Collins, Dev, who have played really well for us on defense. You just would expect when you're talked about as that, like that as a defense, that more guys. But I think at the end of the day, those type of things, they are what they are. If you make it, that's great. It's awesome. The guys are proud of you, and you'll represent the team well. If you don't, there's bigger fish to fry, so you focus on that.
Another guy who was an obvious snub on the other side of the ball, Julian Edelman. We've watched him from afar just gut through week after week, seemingly, and injury after injury. But we were just talking about it. As Patriots fans, how concerned should people be with Julian Edelman's health right now? You practice against him every week. What does he look like on the practice field, and what can he bring on Saturday?
I, at the end of the day, you know, we're going into our 15th game of the season. Nobody feels great, Jules included. There's a lot of guys on our team that are banged up. There's a lot of guys on other teams that are banged up. There's guys that never make an injury report but have, like, little bumps and bruises that are nagging them. And I think a guy like Jules is as tough as they come. He's a guy that sometimes he could be banged up and you'll never know it. Physically, he's tough. Mentally, he's probably even tougher. So he's a guy that we rely on, obviously, to make plays on Sunday, but also for his leadership, the way he approaches the game throughout the week and the way he approaches it, obviously, on Sundays.
Now, a guy who kind of plays opposite you, the position, who is having a great year, is Stephon Gilmore. You know, there's a real possibility that this guy could win Defensive Player of the Year. How impressive or difficult is it? You play the position, the cornerback position. Is it for a guy to win that award? Because unlike a defensive lineman who could eat up, you know, 15, 17, 18 sacks, when you're a corner and you're good, teams ain't throwing to your side. So what type of accomplishment would that mean to see a guy like Stephon Gilmore win this award? I think the last person to do it was Charles Woodson.
Huge, man. The guy's been playing out of his mind from last year and then continued on to this year. It's not only his turnovers, and he scored two touchdowns already this year, but it's also his ability just to cover guys one-on-one. There's games where maybe he doesn't force a fumble or get an interception or anything of that nature, but shuts a guy down, and that doesn't always go in the stat book, and unless you're somebody that actually watched that game and was able to visually see the impact he had on that game, sometimes it kind of goes unnoticed. But to his credit, he's continued to play well for us week in and week out, and we expect that of him now, and he's kind of set the standard for himself. And the one thing I love being on his team is that he loves that challenge. Probably one of the most competitive players I've been around. Hates to see a guy catch a ball on him, and he's that way, whether it's walkthrough, practice, games. That's how he just approaches everything he does.
You could make an argument that the best win your team had this year was in Buffalo on September 29th. You guys won 16-10. They've gone on to have a terrific season so far. Is this now the toughest opponent you face to date?
Yeah, I think this is the one that matters most for us right now. It's the next one on the schedule. And we're putting everything into it. Like you just said, with everything going on around us, holidays and any other distraction, this time of the year is about putting all of that in the drawer and putting all your focus into Buffalo and into this upcoming game on Saturday, because it means a lot. It's almost like a playoff game these last two games when you finish up the season.
When you look at Josh Allen, obviously he's just the next in line. You've already faced him once, of these young, mobile, can do a lot of things. What do you just see from him as he's evolved this year since you played him in September, and how that offense has evolved?
Oh, man, he's just continuing to make play after play, whether that's in the pocket and standing strong, being patient, making plays, whether that's on the move, scrambling, whether it's running and picking up a ton of yards, or whether it's getting outside the pocket and creating more time for his receiver to get open and making a throw. He's done a really good job with their offense. And I think because he's a threat to run back there, it opens up so much for their offense, and there's so much more that you have to plan for as a defense. So every time you go against him, he poses a challenge that maybe not all quarterbacks possess.
Now, you played Buffalo early in the year. The one thing they were able to do against you guys was run the football. I think as a team, they ran it for like a buck 35. Frank Gore had one of those games that Frank Gore we've seen him have many a times in the past. What are you guys going to do differently, especially against Buffalo in that run offense?
I think tackling is key. You know, we got to be able, in the open field, guy like Gore, to be able to get him down, whether it's him, whether it's Singletary. We want to be able to set the edge, and when guys are coming up there, make sure there's more than one guy around the ball to get those guys down.
Jason, as always, we appreciate the time. We won't talk to you beforehand, so Merry Christmas to you and your family, and good luck this weekend.
All right, same to you. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Jason.
Later.
Jason McCourty joining us from Gillette Stadium.